Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again. We're continuing to share with you on the exciting subject of faith, understanding the real God kind of faith. We've seen the fact that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that it's going to overcome the world, the God of this world, the devil, even our faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Now, we've seen why faith is important. Every promise of God is going to be received through your faith, from our salvation to receiving the Holy Spirit to healing to deliverance to overcoming the enemy. Faith is a mystery, and we are all working to strive together for the faith of the gospel, earnestly contending for the faith to come to the unity of the faith. Now, we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith because of the enemy out there. But praise God, all things are possible to him that believeth, and as you believe, it will be unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. This is why you need to understand faith and learn how to operate in it every day of your life. Now remember, you have faith. We all have like precious faith, 2 Peter 1:1. And God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, Romans 12:3. This faith has come because of Jesus being in you. When you get born again, you get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's Christ in you. And now you live by the faith of the Son of God. It comes from Him because you have His Spirit, because Jesus is the author and the finisher or developer of your faith. And now you are to have the faith of God operative as you speak to mountains and pray a prayer of faith. Now, as a born-again child of God, you have a responsibility to operate your faith in order to enter into the victory. And we've been talking about what faith is. Faith is a spiritual force. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we having the same spirit of faith. It is a spirit of faith that you have, a spiritual force that operates from your spirit. Faith is a law. It's the law of faith which brought forth our salvation. A law works every time when it's put into operation. And faith contacts the spiritual realm, and it influences and controls and dominates the natural realm. Faith is always present tense. It's now. Faith is always declaring what is happening. Faith is a present tense declaration and a release at a point in time. Faith is a spiritual substance. It is a support or a spiritual standing under. It is the evidence of things not seen. It deals with the unseen realm. Faith is not a feeling. It is a spiritual thing. Don't sit there and think, well, I got to feel faith to believe that you have faith. You have faith because you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you. You don't need to feel anything. A lot of times when I've ministered healing to people and they've been healed, I didn't feel a thing. But I just believed that healing power was flowing into them, and they got healed and the pain was gone and they were set free. When I minister deliverance and cast out demonic spirits, I don't feel anything a lot of times, but the power of God drives them out and people are set free. Whenever you speak the word, you are releasing your spirit of faith. You may not feel anything. It has no bearing. Your feeling has nothing to do with the release of your faith. Faith is not a feeling. It is a spiritual force. Faith deals with the unseen realm. In fact, we're going to take aim at the unseen realm, not at the seen realm. And faith comes through the Word of God. Now, this is important. Romans 10:17, the scripture we looked at in the last broadcast, where it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. There is a difference between having a general spirit of faith and having specific faith for a particular promise. Every single person who's born again has a spirit of faith. Never think that you don't have faith. You have a spirit of faith. And this general spirit of faith is to be operative in everything that you do. But you get specific faith as you hear the Word of God on subject after subject. As you hear the Word on salvation, it produces faith for salvation. You hear the Word on healing, it produces faith for healing. You hear the Word on love, it produces faith for love as you operate and act upon it. Whatever area where you're hearing the Word will bring faith for that particular promise to be operative in your life. We also saw in 2 Thessalonians 1:3, where your faith groweth exceedingly. Your faith groweth exceedingly. And we saw also another thing that's very important for how your faith grows is the application of it. Many people just hear the Word, but they never apply their faith, and they wonder why it doesn't grow strong. In Luke 17:5, the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith. Cause our faith to grow strong." He answered them and told them exactly what to do. He said, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, which we do because we have a spirit of faith as a seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, otherwise apply your faith and speak to this thing. What do you tell it to do? Be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. As you speak to it, then it will be moved." And that is the application of your faith. And then we pointed out another thing, that your faith is your servant. It has been given to you, this spirit of faith, to serve you. Luke 17, verse 7 through 10, talks about having a servant. And the servant goes out and does things for you. And he's continually talking about faith. Verse 5 and 6 was talking about increasing our faith in what you do. Verse 7 is continually talking about it. Didn't change the subject. He's still talking about faith as your servant, which is going to go forth and do things for you. It is your servant. You release your spirit of faith to serve you, to move mountains, to receive from the Lord, to pray a prayer of faith, to bring forth the manifestation of the promise of God. Now, faith is a fight. We fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. And when you're dealing with the devil, you're going to resist him. How? Steadfast in the faith, 1 Peter 5:9. You're going to have to do it in faith. You can't resist the devil with willpower. You can't resist the devil just because you want to resist him with your mind. You've got to resist him with spiritual power, and that's going to be based on the word as your faith is speaking forth. That's the way Jesus did things. He said, "It is written," with the word, and he was releasing that faith in the word, which extinguished the fiery darts of the wicked one. And that's the way you're going to do it. It says, "We take the shield of faith, wherewith we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Now, we're going to continue today on more of this, and the fowl of faith is released. Faith is released, and this is important because many people do not understand that faith has to be released. You can have faith for something but never release it, and it won't produce any results. For instance, you can hear the word on healing and have faith to be healed, but not know how to release your faith in order to receive healing and see it become a reality in your life. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak." This is very important. Because we believe, we speak. A lot of people say, "Well, I just believe God. God's going to take care of everything. I just believe God's promise." Well, believing is one thing, but releasing your faith is another thing. You've got to believe on the promise of God in order to be in a position of having faith, but then you've got to release your faith, turn your faith loose, release it through words. As you believe God's word in your heart, you're going to speak it forth with your mouth. Romans chapter 10 in verse 8 says, "But what saith, that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart?" That is the word of faith which we preach. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." This word is to be in your heart and in your mouth. When it's in your heart, it is ready to release faith. In your mouth, as you're speaking it forth, that is going to release that spirit of faith to go forth. Your mouth is a releaser. And when you speak words, you are releasing this spirit of faith, the force of faith, to accomplish the will of God. If so, then in verse 10 it says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Remember, when the word comes to you, it's written in your heart and in your mind. And in your heart it produces faith. And this is the word of righteousness. You believe in your heart unto your righteousness, unto your right standing, your rights and privileges according to the word. And with the mouth confession is made unto or resulting in salvation. The confession is speaking forth the word. With your mouth, you're going to speak forth the word, and it's going to bring into manifestation your salvation. And that salvation is the Greek word, comes from the root word sozo, referring to not only being saved, but also being healed, being delivered, being prosperous, being preserved, seeing deliverance and so forth. All the promises of God, it's talking about coming into manifestation. So faith is to be released by words. Philemon 1:6 says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You're going to speak forth words. Matthew 12:37 says, "For by thy words you'll be justified, and by thy words you'll be condemned." If we don't speak forth in line with God's word, we can give place to the devil and bring condemnation upon us. But if we speak forth God's word with our spirit of faith, then it will bring the justification or the righteousness of God manifest in our life. Very important. Faith is also to be acted upon. In James chapter 2, the Bible says, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works or corresponding actions, can faith save him?" No, the answer is no. And the point is that faith, if it does not have works, is dead or inoperative being alone. A man might say he has faith, another might say, "I have works." He says, "Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works." You see, your works or your actions show forth your faith. Your confession of what you're speaking shows forth what you're believing. What you're doing in your spiritual life shows what you're really believing. That's why you got to be a hearer and a doer of the word. Remember, the devils believe, but that doesn't do them any good. You've got to have faith operative. The Bible says, "Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Faith without corresponding action is dead or inoperative, that means. You can have faith for something, but you haven't got any corresponding action, and it's not operating. It's not producing. It's not being released to bring into manifestation the promise of God. And faith wrought with works is going to make your faith be perfect, praise God. And your works are going to show forth your faith. He talks about Abraham and Rahab, how their actions showed forth their faith. And as the body without the spirit is dead, of course our body would be dead without the spirit. So faith without works is dead also. You must release your faith. Faith is to be acted upon. And this is so important. Do not let yourself be one who just has faith but doesn't release your faith. You turn your faith loose when you confess God's word. You believe in your heart and you speak it forth with your mouth. And you act upon it. Faith without any corresponding action is dead and inoperative. You've got to act on the word. That's why you got to be a doer of what you hear. If you're a hearer only, that's just having faith. But the action of doing it shows forth a release of your faith. So it's important, you see, that faith is to be released by your words, by your actions upon it. And when you release your faith, then the spirit of faith goes forth and God performs His word and brings the promises to pass in your life. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. We'll talk to you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.